Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people and topics that inspire you, the listener, to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. This is episode number 8. Episode number 8 is only 2 more away from my first major goal, and that was making it to episode number 10. In this episode, I'd like to share a few more goal updates with you. I'd like to also share my real-time struggles with you, some things that have been a little bit of a challenge, how I'm working around them. Hopefully that'll be helpful for you as the listener for whatever goal that it is that you're working on. Maybe it's a goal that is real time for you as you're listening, something that you're currently fighting for, or maybe since we're right in the middle of the holiday season at the end of 2018, maybe these are goals that you're thinking about starting in 2019. Wherever you're at, I genuinely hope that you are having a wonderful, beautiful, loving, caring, rejuvenating, whatever it is that you needed for your holiday season, I hope it has been that for you and more. It's been a very memorable, very special holiday season for my friends and family. And again, I just thank you for your continued support and really look forward to seeing what 2019 not only has for me, but more importantly, what it has for you as we continue to grow together, as I continue to build this show to hopefully build a supporting and nurturing community. Hopefully there are great things on the horizon for you. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. Episode number 8 of This Amazing Life. Hi, welcome back to episode number 8 of This Amazing Life. Again, my name is Ryan. Thank you again for your continued support, whether or not you are a first-time listener, or if you feel like you're starting to get me to know a little bit better, and you've already listened to the first 7 episodes, and you have been anxiously and patiently waiting for episode number 8. Let's start off with the fun stuff. I alluded to in the beginning of the episode, I wanted to share some goal updates. I think that is really important as we continue to grow together. It's important to share goals that you have conceived, that you have envisioned, and to share some progress reports. You can share it with anybody. You can share it with me. You can share it with your friends, your family. You can share it with maybe just yourself. And to put that into a little bit more context, maybe you have a 10 to 15 minute personal private session where you're just writing things down on paper, or you've got a goal or a vision board up on your wall. And you just want to take some time, maybe once a week, once every day, however often you feel is appropriate, and just check in, see what your progress report is, and then continue to march towards your goal or to make any adjustments. So for This Amazing Life, the first goal was making it to 10 episodes, which I'm not going to lie, it's definitely been a struggle, and we'll be more than happy to share with you what some of my struggles were, and hopefully that will help prevent you from having some of those same struggles. Or if they're inevitable for you, or if you find yourself in that position right now, maybe the info that I share will be a little bit relevant and will help you get off of that position of being stuck and getting a little bit of momentum back. Anyways, getting back to it, episode number 8 is 2 episodes away from my first major goal, and that is getting to 10 episodes. In my head, getting to 10 episodes was going to be a breeze. I was pumped up. I was motivated. I selected my SMART goal. I've got people in my corner that are cheering me on, and I was ready to go. But nevertheless, it has taken me significantly longer than what I would have wanted to get these couple of episodes out. So let's be kind of honest, painfully honest, I would say. It took me a while to get back onto episode number 8 for a number of reasons. One, which you might be a little bit surprised to hear, is that the more that time went by, the more, I don't know, I guess maybe embarrassed or ashamed that I felt that I kind of fell off of the consistency wagon. I mean, here I am as the content creator, the coach, the motivator, saying, hey, as long as you take small, actionable steps, you will see results, and try your best to continue to maintain momentum. Because it's really hard to regain that momentum once you've lost it. Here I am, folks. I'm living proof. I came to a very hard realization that I was essentially making a little bit of an excuse, or at least what I feel like now looking back was a little bit of an excuse. As much as I love my job currently, it's very physically and energetically demanding. And to me, I was making the excuse saying, I just didn't have enough time or energy to get back to doing this. The thing that made me really excited that people have very obviously said has been very helpful for them, and they have been eagerly looking for the next couple of episodes. But at the end of the day, I would be just totally physically drained because of my current job as a group fitness instructor is very physically demanding. Well, the first recommendation or mindset shift that I'd like to offer to you, which has been very helpful for me, is a positive affirmation. Positive affirmation is not a new thing. I am not the originator. I am not the creator. It just took a while for somebody important enough to say it to me in a way that I needed to hear it, so that way it really stuck to the inner linings of my brain. Having a conversation with my girlfriend, and lo and behold, she hears me verbalize how I feel about a specific thing, and she says, "Watch out, Ryan, you know, as you're saying this, you're saying it almost like it's a fact. You're saying it almost like you don't have enough time and energy to do the things that you want. But if you change your mindset and if you vocalize it or verbalize it in a different way and say, I have all the time and energy to do all the fun and creative things in my life that I want, notice if that feels any different for you. Again, this may or may not be something that you subscribe to, but for me, I'm obviously willing to give it a shot. I find her opinion extremely valuable. She is very important to me, very special for me, so I was going to give it a shot. Lo and behold, after a couple of days of driving to work in the morning and saying these words aloud just to myself, I have enough time and energy to do all of the fun and creative things that I want in my life, my mindset started to shift, and I became a little bit more conscious of how I was spending my free time, and I actually became a little bit more excited about getting back into the projects that I've been kind of putting off on the back burner. And this is another piece of advice that I would like to pivot and maybe even add on, if you'd like to call it that. As you're working towards these new goals, you need to make sure that you are in alignment, that you are clear on what is actually a priority for you. You could just as easily say, I'd like to lose weight, I'd like to get a better job, but the reality is, unless it is your top priority, it will probably not be your main focus. And that's very true for me. For me, what has unfortunately been my primary focus for a long time is just making enough money. And that's very relatable, I think, for a lot of people. I think a ton of people, maybe even you right now, you're worried about credit card debt. You're worried about student loan debt. Maybe you have medical bills that you're still trying to pay off. Whatever it is, chances are money is probably a real issue for you. And unfortunately, it can put blinders on us and get in the way of our ultimate vision, or whatever creative endeavor that we have created and hope to create for ourselves or for somebody else. Okay, so let's do a little bit of recap so far in episode number 8. The beginning of the episode, I talked about what some of my goals are, and the first major goal from the very beginning of the show was just making it from 0 episodes all the way up to 10 episodes. 8 is pretty close to 10, so I'm pretty happy about that. Then I shared with you, very honestly, some of my inconsistency challenges of getting consistent content out on a regular basis. Hopefully you found that relatable, you found my message authentic, and I also gave you a couple of tips. Aside from what I suggest in an earlier episode, episode number 4, maybe you want to do a few progress reports or temperature checks on your goals and share that information, either do it privately or with a friend or an accountability partner, or maybe just somebody that you really respect. So that way it will help hold you accountable and keep you motivated towards reaching towards those goals. The second piece of advice that I gave you is to make sure that the goal that you have selected is in alignment with what your current priorities are, because if your goal is not in alignment or is totally different from what your priority is, then it will make it very difficult. As another real example, my current goal is getting myself out of debt. If that is my main priority, I should say, that is my main priority. If my priority is getting myself out of debt, but I pick a new goal of saying, I'd like to become extremely fluent in Mandarin, but that means I'm going to have to devote all of my time and energy towards learning Mandarin. Well, that kind of gets in the way of what my actual priority is, which is finding a way to create a sustainable and a thriving income for myself. And now what I'm going to do is offer up an exercise for you to complete. If you remember about 3 minutes ago now, I talked about a positive affirmation, a mindset shift, but actually verbalizing it either out loud by yourself in private, at home, or in your car, or maybe there is somebody that is important enough or that you trust enough to share this information and you're not going to be embarrassed or ashamed about it. A way to think about what a positive affirmation could be or should be for you is to consider what crazy goal or dream that you have and to speak it into existence. Instead of thinking about what if or what could be or what might be, say that it is, say that it exists, say that you already have it. I have lost 10 pounds. I have saved $2,000. I am driving a new car. I am in the relationship of my dreams. I spend quality time with my friends and my family. Notice how that sounds different compared to, one day I'll have a nice car. Soon I'll spend more time with my friends and family. Someday I will have saved more money. Demand it now. Speak it into existence now. Let all that information sink in for a minute. If you'd like to pause the episode to write down your thoughts, or if you're driving and if you just want to keep listening, then let's keep going. Let's talk about what my next major goal is. And this is probably the first time that I'm going to actually ask for some help. And this is something that I haven't been very good at. There are definitely a few things that I have struggled with. The first thing that we've already spent some time talking about are inconsistency challenges. The next thing that I definitely struggle with is promoting myself. I'm confident that this show means something to some people. I'm very fortunate that I have a pretty large network of friends and family who have all expressed interest in what the show is, what it stands for, and what it means to them. One day, hopefully, I will have better engagement with people that I don't even know, and I will be able to interact with them as well to see how I can better serve them. Across the board, the only way that's going to happen is if I can be more accountable or do a better job of promoting the show. In turn, I'd like to ask for a little bit of help. In addition to my first major goal of getting to 10 episodes, my next two major goals are as follows. At the time of recording, with only 7 episodes recorded, produced, and released, we already have over 1,200 unique visits, or unique listens, if that's how you want to think about it. My next major goal is getting to over 2,000 unique listens, and we also already have 25 reviews on iTunes. My next goal, in addition to the 2,000 listens, is getting up to 50 reviews on iTunes. Genuinely, from the bottom of my heart, it would mean a lot if you could leave me a review, share the content with a friend or a family member as we continue to build something that I think is very meaningful, and I think there are people out there that could really use this. So let's take my previous exercise, and I'll do it real time for you. I said that my goal is to make it to 2,000 unique listens and to 50 reviews on iTunes. So if I change that into a positive affirmation, I would say, I already have over 2,000 listens to my show and have well above 50 positive reviews on iTunes. A little bit of a shorter episode this time, but that's okay. You know, I never intend for the show to be a specific length of time. My goal is always just to share information that I think is genuine, authentic, and hopefully valuable to you. However you decide to end 2018, I hope this year has been amazing for you. I hope that you have found a source of hope and inspiration that will lead you into a better and a brighter 2019. Again, from the bottom of my heart, I genuinely appreciate the support, the words of encouragement, the gifts. Everything that I've gotten has been over and above what I could have expected, and I really hope and believe very firmly, I believe that this show will be a continued and an important source of hope and inspiration for lots and lots of people. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful day. Go make your life amazing.